another ooky spooky session. This is your reading for Thursday, May 2nd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram. All right, our spread today, we've got the Three of Wands inverted in our theme position. Keywords here are lack of progress, obstacles, delays, whatever other word, hurdles. The Tool position has the inverted strength, low confidence, inadequacy, and false bravado. Obstacle card is the inverted Nine of Swords. This is learning to cope or facing reality, healing and recovery. The Advice card is the Empress, the message being to trust the instincts that have brought you to this point. They are good. The Sixth instinct is humble. The message of this card is it's the portal of limitless improvements. Moon phase is the waning crescent. As the moon cycle comes to a close, this is the time to prepare for the next one with meditation and a little bit of introspection. All right, let's put this all together. The message that I'm gonna keep using, though the bad themes persist, so do we. When the Three of Wands appears inverted, it's usually signaling that our best efforts are either being delayed or obstructed or whatever, or that the dividends that we were expecting from our efforts aren't exactly what we were expecting. Wow, I used expecting twice. Good, go me, I'm good at this. Regardless, the overall thought is that all the hard work is for nothing. That's the intrusive thought that is associated with this. But the implication, though, is that maybe we're not planning as carefully and meticulously as we should be. Whether that is regarding the specific project that you have in mind or life in general. So the tool that we've been presented to rectify this is yet again a card that's difficult to frame as such. God damn it, while the shit tier fucking tool cards persist, well, so will I. The inverted strength card is one that is the opposite of the upright interpretation, no shit. But we're looking at seriously lacking confidence and self-belief, right? The opposite of being secure in yourself. These feelings tend to manifest themselves in the same way that depressive symptoms often do. So somebody, for the love of fuck, tell me how this is useful. Nobody? All right, I'll give it a shot here. I think the silver lining that we can take is applying it to the implication of the theme card. If we're not making the gains that we had been hoping for, it's easy for these hurdles to compound into negative spirals of self-defeating thinking. What I think we can do is, instead of asking, you know, why do I fucking suck so much? Why am I doing all this work for nothing? Instead, we can try giving it a little bit of an optimistic twist and start framing it as, what can I do better? What is it that I'm doing that isn't working? Why is it not working? What other options do I have? And ultimately, is this even really still worth doing? It's a difficult question to have to ask yourself, but it's an important one. Sunk cost fallacy. I bring it up all the time. So now, for the obstacle card, we have a case here where this one should be in the tool position and the tool card should be in the obstacle. But the obstacle card today is accepting the reality of the difficulties that we're encountering. So instead of learning to cope with the returns not being as good as we hoped, or that our efforts are, you know, going all for naught, at being stalled every other step, we are stubbornly persisting in trying to create the romantic ideal that we have in our minds. Sunk cost fallacy, like I said. There's nothing wrong with being ambitious and persistent. Those are very good qualities to have. But there is something wrong with being stubborn and refusing to walk away from something that isn't going to take off because you cannot admit to yourself that maybe you goofed. This card in itself is usually the silver linings message. that if you can accept reality of negative situations, you can prevent further damage, or you can walk away while you still have some dignity. And I suppose that the obstacle of this interpretation is actually doing that. To the advice card, we're talking about a new one. I don't think in the entire time I've been messing around with tarot that I've ever gotten the Empress. Not that I can recall, anyway. And I like to think I have a pretty decent memory. But the Empress in the advice position is the perfect remedy to the obstacle. The message being to trust yourself. You've been doing a pretty damn good job up to now. So, you know, don't let this hurdle fucking keep you down. Just everybody goofs, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. What is wrong is when you refuse to give up because arrogance or pride or whatever. I don't know, maybe different mindsets, but whatever. The sixth instinct. This one, I think, is like the perfect umbrella for the rainy day that is this reading. So keep your head up. It's okay if things aren't going well. But also keep your mind and your heart open to learning and trying new things. Maybe you don't have to give up your project altogether. Maybe you come across some methodology that you had not even considered, and that could be the saving grace for whatever it is that you're trying to do. But you wouldn't know that if you're, you know, still trying to fit a fucking square peg into the circle hole, or I don't know, best analogy I could come up with off the top of my head. The moon phase here is another perfect addition to the reading as far as like silver linings go. It's a call for us to pull back and think on what our next move should be. So, you know, with the overall message of today, maybe pull away from what it is you're doing, get a bit of objectivity, and maybe course correction is the intentions that we set for the next moon cycle. Whether it's, you know, trying new things with in the whatever it is that we're pursuing, or, you know, giving it up altogether and trying something else. Who knows? Only you know that. I can't say for you. But the stone today, turquoise, this is one for blocking negative energy that could cloud your judgment and should help guide you to good fortunes or good fortunes to you. So there you go. I think it's a good one. If you're going to be pulling away from the hustle and bustle of life to really try to think about what it is that you're really doing and if it's still worth doing, then yeah, trying to keep an objective mind, this little stone should help if you're into that kind of thing. All right, there you have it. That's Thursday, May 2nd. If you would like to see how I do this, I have on Patreon, if you look us up there, it's LVX Media Net. It's a handle that we use everywhere. But if you go there, sign up for the Ookie Spooky tier. I publish a video at the end of every week. It shows how I prepare everything, how the stones come out, how all the cards come out, like the different, how I pick the decks. It's a whole little ritual that I do, and I like it. I have fun doing it, and I do kind of, I don't want to say like wax poetic or philosophical, because it's not. I just kind of vomit words out into the microphone. But it's fun. I have fun doing it, so I hope you'll enjoy it. Oh, shit. What else? I got a new fucking domain name, because lvxmedia.net is just not rolling off the tongue. So, luxmediashows.com. There you have it. That'll take you to the website, and you can see all the other stuff that we have over there. There is big time boxing this weekend. Not just on May 4th, but also on May 6th. Very exciting stuff. So if you want to check those out, I believe the first episode for May 4th just dropped, and then the episode for May 6th will be dropping later today, I believe. Yeah, the one for May 4th dropped either yesterday or the day before. Regardless, if you want to get if you want to get learned up on the sweet science, we'd be more than glad. Be more than glad to have you. All right, questions, comments, concerns, whether it's about the reading or, you know, anything Lux Media in general, you can call or text 833-LUX-PODS. It's anonymous either way. If you want your audio cut into the show, ideally you can call and leave a voicemail, but you can also send voice notes on WhatsApp if you prefer. You can also slide into the DMs on social media, but keep in mind that if you're wanting to communicate regarding a reading and you're trying to keep that information private, or, you know, limit as few people that see it as possible, the social media accounts are not private. There are other people who have nothing to do with Ooky Spooky Stuff that have access to those accounts, so keep that in mind. If you want a private reading, go to the website, luxmediashows.com, and the spooky button, and you can fill out the form, scroll through the deck art, pick the one that you like. Since we're not somehow physically near each other, I think it helps for you to pick the art that you think you feel represents you best. That's sort of your analog when I do it. But, you know, fill out as much information as you are willing to share. The more detail you give me, the more detail I can give back. But that's your prerogative. God, I need to start getting to bed sooner. All right. Well, I will see you tomorrow. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.